The Horse Whisperer at Work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The Horse Whisperer at Work. Yes, we have a lot to learn from observing the Horse Whisperer as the Horse Whisperer works. Think of what the Horse Whisperer is doing. The Horse Whisperer, in the first place, has a communication with the horse. The Horse Whisperer feels one with the horse. He feels comfortable with the horse. He does not feel the horse is separate from him. He does not feel that the horse is a different being from him. He feels one with the horse. Now, to be one with the horse, what does that mean? Does that mean that the horse is different from you? The horse is separate from you? The horse is another being? The horse is whatever? To be a horse whisperer means that you talk gently. Now, let's just put this in another realm. You're a lover, and you're speaking to your beloved, and you say, "Oh, sweetheart, you are so wonderful. You are so lovely. Oh, dear, I enjoy you so much." And then your beloved says, "I could just melt in your presence. I feel so good when I'm around you. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're so great. Oh, I tell you, I feel so good when I'm with you. I know you're the right person for me." And the lover says, "And you, my sweetheart, you're the right person for me. I don't know. I just feel so good when I'm with you." Okay, now, let's put that to work with other people, with animals, our dogs, our cats, our horses. Now, what does the horse whisperer do? The horse whisperer is in love with his horse. Does that mean he wants to get married? Far from it. But he wants to have that close, loving relationship. He wants to have that period of oneness always with his horse. And the only way to have that feeling of oneness with your horse is to talk to your horse in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your words, in gentle, loving tones. "Horse, get over here! Horse, do this! Horse, do that! Come! Hey, hey, horse, where are you? Horse, horse, horse!" And the horse looks up at you and says, "I don't know. That rapscallious person, I'm really not too interested in being with them. They shake my boat. They don't make me happy." And then a little child walks into the stable and says, "Whitey, Whitey." And the horse lifts up its nose and says, "Oh, here comes my master." And the child says, "Whitey, I got a carrot for you." Just so gentle and so soft. "Whitey, I got a carrot for you." And Whitey looks over and says, "Oh, you do?" And Whitey says, "Now, hold the carrot in the palm of your hand, flat, so I can eat the carrot off your hand. Otherwise, I think your fingers are a carrot too, and I don't want to nip your fingers." And so there's a communication between the horse and the little person. And the child looks at the horse and feels just so wonderful. The horse is incapable of doing something harmful to the child. And the child is incapable of doing anything naughty or harmful to the horse. They are one with each other, just as the beloveds are one with each other. "Oh, sweetheart, I'd like to live my life with you forever. You're so wonderful. I feel so good around you." But it's always a two-way street. Now, the horse whisperer whispers to his horse. And the horse whisperer says, "You're okay. You're a good horse. I love you. You're all right. We do things together that nobody else can do. When I ask you to do something, you do whatever it is I ask you to do, because you know that I want you really to do that. And you want to please me, and I want to please you. And you know that whenever you do some special things for me, there's always a treat, a loving pat, a loving caress, a loving word, maybe even a cookie, maybe even a carrot." And the horse whisperer builds up a relationship with the horse. It may not happen instantly, because the horse may have had other relationships that have not been too happy, or maybe the horse never had a relationship in his life. And this is the first time that anything or anybody in the horse's life ever showed any real interest in just the horse, and just the dog, and just the cat, and just the man, and just the woman, and just the child. Being a horse whisperer has so many ramifications to it. It has so many possibilities to it of where we can use that in our life and have the most glorious life in the world. I have a great big golden retriever, almost 100 pounds. He stands up with his head definitely right across the table. I have to remind him, no, that's not where your head belongs. So then he sticks it in my lap, and I say, now, you sit. And then he knows that I really mean sit. And I really mean don't beg. And I really mean all the way down, to lie down. And so I point my finger down and I say, down, Rex. And he curls up on the floor so lovingly, so gently, so caringly, because he knows that I care about him. And sometimes when I say, come, Rex, he thinks, whoops, I'm going to have to leave the table here. Goodies might fall off the table, and I sure want to be around when that happens. And so he doesn't always come when I call him right away. I have to work on that a little bit more, because he should always come when I call him. But, you see, I have to believe in myself first. And when I believe in myself, and I believe that I know what is right and best for my dog, then my dog will know that I know what is right and best for him too. And he'll believe in me, and he'll do everything I ask him to do. Now, what about you? What about you? Have you trained yourself to believe in yourself? I've worked on it with myself a great deal, and it works wonderful. Have you trained the people in your world to believe that when you say something, you're going to do it? Have you trained the people in your world by your horse whispering that when you make a movement with your hand or your head or your voice or the intonation of your voice, and they know exactly what that means, and they know, whoops, better cool it. Oh, hey, this is fun time, party time. And you see, it's always there, always acknowledgeable and always aware. We do this with our dogs and our cats and our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and wives and husbands. We do this with people in our world, whomever they may be. We do this with our teachers. We're whispering to our teacher as we're sitting at our desk in the class, and we're saying, oh, teacher, you are good. Oh, teacher, you teach so beautifully. I learned so well from you. Oh, teacher, I'm so glad I took this class. I love you. You're a wonderful teacher. You say that to yourself. And those beams, those beacons, those rays of love just flow forth from you to your teacher. And your teacher knows. And when you're unhappy with your teacher and you say, ah, you don't know what you're talking about, the teacher gets that too. And the teacher says, I cannot understand why anyone would feel that way. I do know what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm not expressing it quite as clearly as I could. And so, instead of our saying, teacher, you don't know what you're talking about, if we would say, teacher, explain it again and again and again, more clearly perhaps, give me it in a different direction, in a different way, not out loud, we could say it out loud too, but not out loud, in our heart. Form a communication with all those in your life that you love. That's what I do. And become a horse whisperer par excellent. A horse whisperer that can speak to people and dogs and cats, that can speak to mountains, that can speak to volcanoes, that can speak to the weather, that can speak to everything that exists. Everything in our world is something with which we are a horse whisperer. Everything in our world is something with which we have personal communication. And as we have this personal communication, we have this response. We have this loving or not loving response, depending upon what we're giving out. So it pays at all times, I find, to give out loving responses, to give out unconditionally loving responses. And you know, it blows people to pieces sometimes when they get a loving response for a negative attitude that they put out themselves. But when you are loving, you don't see the negative attitudes. When you are loving, you only are the horse whisperer. You are sharing with your world, individually and collectively, that you love them. You're sharing with your world that you think this world is a very, 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 very special world. And it's a special world because you and I made it that way by our loving whispering to ourselves and to our world of just what we mean, just what we say, and just who we are. Horse whisperer at work. That's me. That's you. Love whisperer, joy whisperer, peace whisperer, good whisperer. What a wonderful way to live. What a wonderful way to live. Have a happy day now, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.